Here.
Bucko?
Here.
Harry? King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Here.
Stewart?
Here.
All right, let's join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you choose to, as we pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve. We don't take it lightly, and Lord, we ask you for your wisdom as we hear the hearts of our constituents, as we hear the hearts of our business owners, as we hear the hearts of our people. We ask you for your wisdom to make the best decisions, the best financial choices, and Lord, and let it all be for the benefit of the village and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Can you say you can right there, it's perfect. If you stand on the corner of that table, they can catch you on the camera. Perfect. Go ahead and say your names. And
I'm Malia Fairbanks, and this
is Grace Worley.
So I'm the president of the Sabora 4-H All-Stars, and she's our community service chair. For those of you guys who don't know who our club is, we're made up of mainly Unity students, so a lot of our students are from Sadorus. But we also have students from Tolono, Philo, Pisotum, and Sydney. We like to do a lot of community service projects. So in the past, we've built picnic tables at one of the Tolono parks. Grace helped a lot with that. We've also planted trees in the Sadorus Park, and we've maintained them and watered them. And we've also done like a community service roadside pickup in Sadorus. So our community service project this year, we noticed that there's one sign in Tolono, like on the entrance, but we were hoping we could add another sign on the other side and maybe remodel or add a new one to the normal sign that we have. So I'll let Grace get into more specifics of that.
So our 4-H club would like to build a new welcome sign when entering Tolono from the north and south entrance on 45. The club hopes to build a similar sign that you see in the image to the south entrance to Tolono and to replace the sign in the north entrance on 45. Also, the club hopes to secure grants and additional funding to complete the project. I and the club members think that we need to have signs made, purchase iron fencing, and complete brick pillars. And in addition, they hope that to clean up weeds and add landscaping beds around the sign and add colorful plants to the area. I and the Sadorus All-Stars 4-H Club seeks that the village could help improve of the project plans of the potential funding assistance.
So, thank you very much for your presentation. Is this the cost per sign or
the cost for
both signs? Okay. I see a couple other options here, the Welcome to Westside Park sign and the Welcome to Shipley Park sign. What kind of sign are you thinking for the Welcome to Tolono?
So those are signs that I've done in the past, and the one on the image on here is what we're thinking of doing.
The one on the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the design we're like shooting for.
And you guys can like pick the colors, and because on there it's green and white, you guys can do any colors you want.
So you made these already?
Mm-hmm.
You did these?
So something like this, you know, it's a little more advanced than 6x6 in the ground. You get brick and mortar, and everything goes with that. Who's going to do the work for all that?
So we have someone who's going to help us with the sign,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to get some donations for the sign and the solar out.
And our club can also help cover some of the cost for that.
Well, I mean, like, so do you have somebody that will do the work, and you're looking outside, you're looking for a contractor, or you have somebody, family members that know how to do this, and are gonna do, you guys gonna do it yourselves?
She has a contact that,
yeah,
that they talked about this sign already.
Okay.
So they can do the brickwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice looking sign, I like it a lot.
So all you need from us is the approval?
And plus funds, right? Some funds.
Mm-hmm. We were hoping, we have enough funds to make one sign, but we are hoping we could partner with the board so that we could get funds for a second sign, so we can match it.
They have enough funds if they have your permission to approve, write for a grant as well.
Oh, yeah, you have my permission to write for a grant.
They'd like to apply for their
Farm credit?
Farm credit grant.
Oh, cool.
And that their 4-H club has received that the last couple of years, so this was kind of their topic for this year.
How much was it last year?
How much was the grant? $500. And they've their 4-H club's received it the last 3 years. And that's kind of, they have done a lot of things with the park district.
Oh, so you already have $1,887?
They feel comfortable saying that.
Saying that, okay.
They don't have it in their pocket.
I like this project, and I'm, we can, the, we have a community fund that we don't really touch that often. Plus, I have a little discretionary fund too, so depending on what you guys want to do, I think this is a great idea.
It is. Where on the south end of town would you like to put your sign? How far out?
Because that's another thing we'll have to get permission for too.
Yeah, because the south side's gonna be the problem. The north side, for the existing sign, so probably pretty easy to put a new one in. The south end. Do you have an idea where you want it? There out by First Student, out by the grade school, closer to town?
I was hoping probably closer to town.
Okay.
But it was up to you guys. We just wanted to get permission first.
Because it's, the city limit runs all the way to the grade school, almost. We don't jump over the road, but we go right there to 600.
Would you like it to be at the city limit?
It's normally where they put the signs, but we'd have to get permissions to put something there. We'd have to find a farmer that'd be okay with us taking a little chunk.
This sign, huh?
Do what? We have a subdivision out by,
Metal Lanes Point.
Metal Lanes is a subdivision out by the grade school. On 600, on the Sidorus.
So across from the community house?
So coming from the south, heading north, it'd most likely need to be on the east side of the road. And right now, that seems very, has like very depressed, overgrown drainage.
Yeah, it's very good property.
Yeah.
Where would my dog?
We'd have to do some looking to find out where we'd go. And maybe that's something you guys can do too, is look to find a good spot for it.
Yeah, we can drive by and look around.
Do you know about how large the sign would be based on this image? Do we know dimensions, like length and width?
No, they don't have exact measurements, but that is kind of something that can be explored with the brick pillars and then the fencing that kind of is, the sign is mounted on.
Sure, because it looks like one fence panel, so.
So you can kind of adjust that based on.
Accordingly.
I like the idea.
We really like the idea.
And you can see how much money you can come up with, and I'm sure the village could come up with the rest of it.
What's your timeframe?
Well,
How soon do you want to?
We were hoping by maybe the end of next year. I mean, we have lots of time, but I'm going to be graduating from our club. I'm a junior this year, so I would like to see the project finished by the time I graduate as a senior.
Well, we're doing budget stuff too coming up, so this is something we can actually even work on a budget too.
That would be awesome.
They were open to doing it in stages as well, so, but their manpower than when school's going on.
And, I mean, like you said, we already have a spot where the other sign's at, so you can use that as your experiment.
Suggestion from Facebook.
What's the suggestion?
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Somebody on Facebook is.
That is a good idea.
Definitely willing to participate.
You guys would have to do that, though. The village can't do a GoFundMe, so.
We can do that. I think they were seeking your approval first.
Oh, yes. You must definitely have our approval.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But thank you very much for presenting. If you have any questions.
I would like to say that you all did a very nice job presenting, in front of the village board and answering our questions. You were well thought out, and this is a wonderful addition to the community. I love the idea. So congratulations that you got here and that we're supportive.
Thank you so much.
And stay in contact, so.
We will.
You're welcome to any of the board meetings. You're welcome to stop in the village office. I'm there a lot of times on Mondays, so.
Sounds good. Thank you guys again.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Want to make proclamations, recommendations, or presentations? Now, our guys did a really good job plowing. I know, I talked to Scott this morning before he went home. He about fell asleep when I was talking to him. I think he got in at 4 o'clock in the morning, or four o'clock yesterday afternoon. So he was here from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until I talked to him about 9 in the morning. I said, send him home. And then, there was a couple of streets they forgot, but, and it's a learning curve. So, but other than that, they went right back and finished them.
Did a very good job.
Few work orders. We got a lot, they're not used to this. I was talking to Woody, he's like, we haven't had snow like this in like 10 years. They were a little out of practice.
Well, there was some thank yous on Facebook on the Toronto Wire as well. And I did comment on that, thanking them for acknowledging the guys, because they have been working really hard lately between the weather and the main breaks. And that, you know, we do have some new people, so if there was anybody that felt their road was neglected, to call the office, so.
They said we didn't forget 2 blocks, but they went back and got it today. And I think next year, I've been talking back and forth with Scott, and next year we're gonna order, I think in the budget, I wanna put in there to double the size of our salt, which our guys can do a lot of that work themselves. They're just gonna have the cement poured. But then we have to decide if we wanna keep it at the village hall, or if we wanna move it to the sewer plant, because we're talking about moving the maintenance department to the sewer plant when we redo the sewer plant. So, no, we're gonna just move the salt out there now. Just an idea, but we're gonna order 100 tons of salt, and we're gonna do that through the MFT fund this next year, or this, well, actually, let's get it scheduled. MFT stuff is due in March. Which brings me to the next thing I'm gonna talk about is we met, Ryan and I met with Cortiz, engineering firm, on Monday. Apparently Donahue does not do MFT stuff. And since, that was my same expression.
I thought they...
Well, when Tim left, they don't have anybody to do MFT stuff anymore. So, I like Cortiz. They've been super helpful. We've got a lot of pro bono work from them over the last couple of years, just because Sean is the mayor of Mahomet. Mm-hmm. So I've been to Zero a lot, and I like everybody I've met over there. And even Donahue suggested using them because they don't have anybody that really does MFT stuff. It's due in March. So it's kind of something to throw on you, do a straw poll today, and then we'll put it on an agenda to vote on at the next meeting. The straw poll is because I want them to get started, since they have to have a proposal in a couple weeks. So they're going to get started on it now. So is everybody okay with switching to Clark Deeds for MFT? Good, Aaron?
Is that on the agenda?
It is not. We're taking a straw poll is why we're doing this. It's going on. We're going to vote
I would
next
be
meeting.
In a straw poll, I would be fine.
Yeah, it's what we're doing, because it wasn't on the agenda, because we found out about it too late to get it on the agenda. And it's due in March, so. have any problem with that?
I do not.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Public Works, we talked about them. Police Department.
Yes. Well, you had asked me to come in to give a short presentation of the state of affairs of the police department.
Yes, please.
Well, the state of affairs right now is the best that it has been in a while. We have three full-timers. We have one part-timer who is covering shifts now, normally the Saturday, Sunday day shift, so those days have been empty for quite a while. So now they would be filled, and he can also fill in at other times.
And you would love to go full-time?
Yes. A lot.
We'll bring him, he's a part-timer, so we went ahead and hired him for part-time. We're gonna bring him into the board here in the next couple weeks and introduce him. He's a retired police officer from U of I.
And Homer. He worked in Homer for
this is gonna
years.
Be U of I South District.
Yes.
So, eventually.
Like the AAA or.
Yeah.
But he is wealth of knowledge, wealth of experience, a lot of ideas of things that he would like to do. Master firearm instructor, experience of that, so that will help with our training and other things. So as far as getting shifts covered, we're in a pretty good spot right now. Chrissy did come in last week, got recertified on leads. She is out of town this week. Hopefully we can start getting caught up on some things. Hopefully get some uniforms and stuff like that if stuff ever comes in stock and ever gets in. Get her where she can ride along. Get to where she can start covering some shifts. And then we'll have more things covered. I don't know if you want me to get into things that we could like to look at in the future or...
Well, we got budgets coming up.
Right.
So you can get your budget ready. I want you to put a car in there for sure.
It's in there.
Because cars are falling apart quickly.
Well, part of the state of affairs is, we have the four squad cars. They range from 57,000 down to 26. One's a 45, one's a 40. Knock on wood. For the most part, we're not having major issues. The marked 14 got two new tires and a battery, but Officer McCracken has adopted that and I think made it his pet project to get it back to where he would like it. So it'll get some mods in it.
I always took the crappiest squad car in the fleet.
It needs used. It's just been settled. And then that is something too that I don't know what the plan is. If we do get a new squad car with the people that we have, if we would want to keep that for a spare or if we would want to get rid of, that's something that can be talked about. But there are, that is, for the most, our equipment's not bad. When we upgraded to Tyler, the oldest MDC we had, which is just a couple years, started to freak out and had a cursor that was just moving by itself.
Awesome.
But luckily, Brian here was able to fix that. It is up and running. So at this point, we have four squad cars being used. Each one has an MDC. But I know that you talked about that. If we do get a new squad car, maybe get another. I would just feel better if we had, because if now one just dies, then we're short. And with the new Tyler system, from what I was told, the GPS is specific to the MDC and the squad car. So if you take an MDC out from one squad car that it was formatted to and put it in another, then the GPS doesn't work.
You just have to reconfigure it.
Well, yes.
You can do that.
We'll cover that later.
Yeah. But if we had where they were, then that, hopefully we wouldn't have that issue.
You going to put Tyler on the machines inside?
I really don't see
it. It's like $3.
Can we run plates and run leads?
If you pay the $3 a month, it's like having it in your car. And you can actually be logged into both. So you can come in, log into that.
Well, they didn't offer that to
primary.
It's the first I could ask.
Yeah.
It would be okay. If we need to run a plate or something for a report, it would make things easy, or get other information. But
has your tickets in there?
Yeah, if it's $3, if it's not very expensive, it works for me.
I didn't have three computers to put it on.
Yeah,
Four.
Do we really need enough four though? You only have one guy.
Well, you don't need.
They all have their stations.
Okay.
I mean, it would be.
That's fine, I'm good with that.
But I mean, if it's not very, that would not be, that would be nice. But really, I mean, if you have any questions about it, I mean, I can go on for days about stuff that we could use or need. I know we got the budget coming up that some of those will go in.
When you're talking squad car replacement or purchase, are you talking car or?
Explorer.
Explorer.
Yeah, basically the Caprices we have, they don't make those anymore.
Right.
I mean, we have the Explorer or the, whatever, the Taurus or whatever their car. From basically the weather we've had the last 2 days, the squad cars we have are the Caprices with the big engine, and they're just not, all you do is slip and slide. We have the truck, John's been using it, but the Explorers make more sense.
Okay.
And finding parts, finding equipment for them, everything that goes to it should be a lot easier.
We also talked about ordering the light package from Ford.
Yes.
So it's there.
So it's on.
It's, I mean,
ready to go.
It's expensive too.
I really like the one that they got, that we ordered.
But if you look at.
You have unlimited money, we don't. And you're gonna add $10,000 to a squad car.
It wasn't 10, it was like 4, but. But by the time we pay somebody to do all the installs, and then when we get ready to get rid of the car in 4 or 5 years, we don't have any holes in the roof and stuff.
Well, holes in the roof anyway, you think you'd like to have it like somewhere else is doing that?
True.
I would like to see that a quote for what they would give us trade-in on that, just see if it makes sense at all. Because it's gonna be pennies.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not worth it.
I mean, I haven't even tried to blue book it or anything,
yeah.
And I haven't. I just got the price list, probably like what you've seen us go through,
yeah,
and the options.
Yeah, just call them up and say, this is what we have, and they probably just have a chart and say, well, it's a 14, and it's this, we'll give you this for it.
The Caprice.
Yeah.
I think we've had better luck selling it outright.
Probably. I've had a few people, but I don't know what they're willing to.
It's like a race car.
Spend. You know, a couple guys say, hey, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, I wouldn't even have any idea what it's worth, but I mean, if we're able to get a new one, then that would put the Explorer that I've got now into the rotation, so that would leave 2 squad cars here if there's any issues. I mean, we don't really have a parking lot to, if we had it full of squad cars, then we wouldn't have a place for anybody else to park.
At least you got 2 garage holes.
Yeah. I mean, we're not terrible. New, another 1,000 square feet in the parking lot's in the budget too, so. Kidding. I wish. That's on the wish list.
Well, we talked about putting a parking lot.
Yeah, it would just, it's not in the wish list. I mean, it's on.
Well,
GoFundMe.
And my wish list for your apartment is the getting rid of all of this and putting it in the ceiling. And if the stuff goes through for the CARES grant, I think we can cover those costs. That gets rid of all of this, we can actually make it more into a classroom again. You won't have any of our stuff in your way.
Well, it would be, I mean, that way we can move the tables around to where we need it and move stuff out of the way if we can, I mean, do taser training or whatever stuff in here would be.
And that way,
would be nice.
Because these wires are just ridiculous.
Can he be the dummy?
I've already been tased.
I know.
Tomorrow
well,
we
have the suit. You can put the suit on and then just the Velcro
it
wouldn't even
hurts.
Hurt. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even know you got tased.
I think Terrence just volunteered. He said he'd come help.
I have you sign away.
You
it's easy. Quick. I mean, it's only 5 seconds.
I can withstand anything.
5 seconds.
So, anything else?
No, I mean, unless there's any questions as far as all the. Trying to remember to when I talk. I actually haven't talked with the guy yet. I just got the price list and going down and looking at the different options, but see what they might give for trading on that.
Cool. All right. Thank you. All right. I don't want to leave planning and zoning and treasurer. Do you want to have any dad? Starting to work on budget stuff. And some numbers to come in. The on the consent agenda. There is in there a sewer credit. Does everybody have
take one thing out of it.
What?
The bills.
The bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just have a question that without taking it out I can't ask.
Oh, okay, we'll take it out. So which one is that?
C.
C. So we got the consent agenda, everything but C.
She's got a ring.
Motion to approve minutes of the February 2, 2021 regular session board meeting. Motion to approve minutes of the February 2, 2021 executive session board meeting. Motion to approve the payroll for 2/5/2021. Motion to approve January 2021 bank statements and reconciliations. Motion to approve water sewer usage bill report. Motion to approve police department January 2021 end of month report. Motion to approve sewer credit. Motion to approve the expense of up to $18,000 to demolish the buildings at 210 and 206 to 210 West Reynolds.
And that also includes the shed too, right? All right, I need a motion.
Second.
We need a motion first.
I need a motion to approve the consent agenda item.
Now I need a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, what's your question?
So, this employee reimbursement for tower lights, floodlights, and toolbox, what was that for?
For their water main repairs.
We had another break 5 days ago?
Yeah, we've had a break like every week.
Yeah, definitely have to be on all those boards. So this person paid for these things out of his pocket for us to be over because they needed them right then and there.
He went the next day and got them because they didn't have what they needed.
Okay.
And so they were borrowing stuff.
Okay.
They actually, is that the one where they had to borrow a sawzall from the neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to cut through the roofs. Well, we have a sawzall, but it got wet on the other one we had the week before, and it didn't come back to life. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was the only question. I just wanted to understand the why behind this.
They need to come get the credit card out of the desk. They need to come get the credit card where we keep it stored. So and use that, but in emergencies it is what it is. So
okay. All right.
Need a motion to pay bills.
Motion to pay bills as
I mean,
she can have it.
All right, need a
second.
All right, roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
We don't have these in here, do we? For
annexation? Not yet.
Nope.
I haven't seen any of those in there.
Haven't got it from the user folder.
And then policy. Okay. Any questions on the village board planning and zoning board meetings policy? The history behind it and why we're making a policy on this.
I think it's a really good idea.
We want to make sure that across all the boards, they have their agendas in a timely manner, and they also have the minutes of their meetings done in a timely manner. We've had problems in the past of even this board not getting minutes done in a timely manner, and we want a policy to keep everybody on it. So we're also working on, did you have a chance to get weighed on getting forms made?
We're supposed to get together sometime this week.
Yeah, so we're also going to get weighed, and Ryan's brought up that we used to have forms for, I just messed my thing up and it just went away. We used to have forms that they would present to us, like if we had an annexation or if we had a variance. Or along those lines, we had kind of forms that planning and zoning board would fill out, kind of explain,
this
like
is
quickly,
what
this
is what the issue was,
exactly.
This is what we
their suggestions
suggest.
And stuff. I don't know where the forms went to. We found some of them, but they're in pretty bad shape because they've been photocopied a gazillion times. So we're gonna redo nice PDF, fillable PDF forms, and that way they're there, and we have these forms for all of these things. So we have a better communication between the planning and zoning board and our board. So. So any questions on that? If not, I just need a motion to approve the. What? Clicked on something and then.
Motion to approve the packet engine policy.
Second. Did you have a question?
Third. All right, roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
So I do have one comment. Since we, I'm trying to find it. I thought somebody was supposed to represent each department and boards at every village board meeting. Am I not correct?
Are you wanting a member from the planning board at every one of our board meetings?
I thought that was a.
That they meet once a month. The planning zoning meet once a month. And a lot of times, eventually when they get everything going on their board, they might not even need to meet once a month, so it'd be forcing them to come to.
And they're not under the employee policy anyway, they have a separate ordinance.
I thought we had something where these were the people that had to attend. I just thinking I read that.
Well, and we have police department here once a month. Maintenance, I think we're gonna have Scott come once a month too, maybe on the opposite board meetings that Justin comes. But that's just kind of in there. They're been told to do. Any other questions? The next thing on here to approve is auditing firm proposals. There's only two of them. We are probably gonna go to executive session and talk about this for a minute, unless somebody wants to make a motion to approve any of them. So we'll go into executive session for a minute for those. We have one other thing for executive session too, so. Okay, discussion appointment of the open seat of planning and zoning board. Do we have one open seat? Because with never zoning, no is property in, so he got kicked off the board and then found out his property was outside our limits. So is there's been some interest in the zoning board or the position? Does anybody have anybody on their end?
I do not.
You don't have anybody to appoint right now.
No, I don't have anybody to appoint. I mean, we have people that are interested, so I just want to.
I kept looking for somebody for.
No, I wanted it on here. I've had a couple people interested. I was kind of wanted it on here. We'll probably leave it on here for next time too, because eventually we're gonna have to appoint somebody to it, and so it's on there. So if you guys have any ideas of people that you think would be good on there, bring them to the next meeting because I'd like to get that slot filled. I was thinking about Gary Mitchell as well, as kind of thinking about, because he's really into the downtown stuff, and he's been working with, he's been coming to the planning and zoning board meetings. He's also been talking to investors and MSA and all of that. So he was on my mind of appointing to it. He might be uber focused.
You're gonna tell him you're appointing to it?
Huh?
You're gonna tell him you're appointing
to it? I have talked to him about it.
Just do it with his idea?
We could. I mean, I've talked to him about it. He's interested in it. And he's doing the work of the planning zoning board now on that one project. I mean, I don't want him just focused on one project and not the whole entire board, but that's kind of their focus as of now, is the downtown and the city. So.
Put the backboard job board?
Yeah. So that's who I would like to put on there, if meeting, that's who I'll put forward unless somebody brings to somebody else. We can discuss it. Alright, discussion regarding Raven Alert System. Oh, Jerry.
What?
Is this yours? Discussion of the Raven Alert System.
Yeah, so, Karen put in the board packet.
Their reports.
In the reports.
No, it's. We'll talk about it, yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
We're gonna pick in regular session.
Okay. But.
And it's an employee issue.
Okay.
Sorry, Jerry, go ahead.
Oh, so Terrence, we came up with, Brian gave us a template, for Raven Alert procedures and how to make things run a little smoother. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at it, but Terrence put it in there yesterday. And we just feel that things could run a little smoother and more efficient and not have to be relied on one person doing everything. While they're not on the clock. And keeping the village more informed, the community more informed when certain things happen, just different things that I think that we need to actually have a template so we can have procedures and things in place. So it's kind of not like a, oh, we should do that, or I didn't know we could do this or do that type thing.
Or who's letting people know.
Or who's doing what, yeah, or designated, for those. So we just came up with a template to kind of, a generalization of each thing that we would have to do for certain alerts. For using the Rave system.
Brian's going to create a flow chart so that, whether it's a board member, so right now, Brian, Jared, Rena, is that it? They're the only three people who have actually gone through the Rave training to be able to send out alerts if necessary on behalf of the village. And, so Brian's gonna create a flow chart, you know, for the specific types of alerts. You know, if it's a, like the water main break, people were asking hours later, hey, is this still a thing? Are we good? Is it fixed? And as a village board member, I couldn't answer that because I had no idea. There weren't any alerts, and apparently on that one, we didn't get all the people that we could have gotten with that alert. So just to make sure that we are getting the right people for every alert and make sure that, you know, the employees don't have to do all of this, especially if they're off the clock. We have a standard for who does it on the clock. There needs to be one for who does it off the clock, and what gets shared so that the board knows, so that we can answer any questions, we're prepared, and so that the community is aware when necessary.
I do like this, and a flowchart would be nice too, because that's some of the, just in the office itself, and over the past, since we've got this, we didn't use it very well at all, and then we started using it a little bit better, and we pay several thousand dollars for this a year. We should use it more. Yes, Brian.
Would there be interest in, if maybe anyone who wants to send the alerts, if we did an in-person session here some night?
But, or other people can sign up for that. That's fine if people are interested in doing it.
no problem. I mean, that's why I went through the training to, so I have the ability to do it. So you don't have to have Randy or Randy or not, you know, they don't need to be bothered. But.
A lot of times though, and it's just because the dedication these two have that Rena and Randy have for work, and it's because they know absolutely everybody in town too, they get contacted first on their personal phones.
And that shouldn't
personal
be.
And that should
it is, it's a small town, is why.
Yeah. We pay money for this.
We do.
Right? So we don't need to bother them.
We also have to wait for the updates from the public works or whoever as well, so.
And it's gotten a little, the communication's gotten better on that.
Right.
But I like the policy, and I like where you're going with it, and.
I don't think it's fair that Randy has to wait around, you know, or Rena till 9:30 at night, waiting for a maintenance report, when if I'm there, all I need to do is have Scott's information for maintenance, have Justin's information for police, and they can send me the update. That way, we're not having to ask a employee that is paid hourly to do something while they're not getting paid.
That's
right.
Fine. And
that's only, I just don't think it's fair that they do that when we are capable of doing that for free. So I just, and we should not be, and I get what you're saying, this is a small town, but nobody should ever be contacting them via personal phone or email or text or anything like that when we have procedures in place for them.
That's never
gonna happen.
Well, we know it's never gonna happen.
And honestly, I'd rather keep the small town, someone knows something. Yeah. Give me a call.
Well, that's
exactly
right.
And
but
I
then,
give me a
if
call
they don't know, now they're working to find out.
Yeah. Well, and I like having the procedure and process. I mean, I like where you're going with it. Absolutely like where you're going with it. And that's something that falls right in the line with me having an after-hours maintenance call. The when we had that water that needed to be turned on in the middle of the night, and it became a little bit of a cluster. Having a policy, this is what we do. We don't call 911 and dispatch the police officers because you didn't pay your bill, and now you want your water turned back on a couple hours later. So that's not the proper way of doing it. But the resident's like, well, I reached out on Facebook. Well, we don't monitor Facebook 24/7. If we had a number that they could call or something that would go into the queue, and then we could, okay, this is what needs to be done. That would be dispatching a maintenance worker out in the middle of the night. So we really technically need a board member to okay that for them to go out. So we'd okay it. I mean, every one of us in here would have okayed it, but it'd be nice to know about it.
So we set it up as well that every board member will get an alert from the Rave Alert regarding everything, so we are in the know of everything that goes on. So if we do have questions or something does happen, we know what's going on, and I don't have to text you, hey Rob, what's going on with this? Or, hey Brandon, what's up with that? We already got the alert, we know, everybody's informed. So I think it's very important that the village board knows everything when it comes to different things that happen, so we are in the know and we can answer those questions, or we can find out information for those questions. But also,
I agree.
As much of this is, you know, they're doing a favor, they also get a lot of slack, and they also get those complaint calls and emails too, which that's not fair to them either. So then we have these procedures and policies. Somebody's gonna send that, then it's gonna send it to the person that in charge of the rave that sent that away.
I like it. I like it.
We're trying to make it easier for the ladies in the office, so, and be able to inform the public and other village board members. Brian did a good job of putting the templates together as well. So.
And then next meeting we'll have the
Yeah, maybe finalize what you guys want, that way we can have the final version there and then we can build the flow chart off that.
Do you want that sent to you or do you want it sent to Brian or both?
Send to Brian.
Okay. Send to Brian. Okay, if anybody has any comments on what they want in this template, please send them to Brian. And that goes for you and Rena too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and Scott.
And Scott, yeah, Scott and the police department.
No, no,
no.
Okay, sorry.
I'll talk to John about
yes.
it.
Yes. You gotta talk to John about it. Ouch. That hurt.
I'm just stuck.
All right, so anything else for the good of order before we go to executive session? All right, we're gonna go to executive session. When we come back out of executive session, we're gonna vote on an auditing firm for this next audit. So if nobody has anything, I need a motion to go to executive session.
Motion to enter an executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees or contractor.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about contractors.
Okay.
Right.
Strictly
employees.
Strictly employees.
Employees. Okay.
Are we, I have an item to bring.
Oh, yes, and the purchase and sale of property.
We can talk about anything we want when we come in open session. We don't have anything about it on the agenda,
no,
or do we?
Sale of land.
Sale of land.
In
ICL 120/2.
C6.
Oops, sorry.
The very last thing on executive session.
There's not an agenda item.
Well, if it's on your agenda. It's not on mine, so that's what I'm saying. Okay.
No, just the executive session. It's all we always put the same.
Oh, okay.
We're just gonna talk about the executive session. We're not making a decision.
We're not making any votes. Yep, that's fine. Yep, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'll shush up.
Gotta keep this legal.
We just
so
want you to be happy, Mark. I second.
It's all about your happiness. So we got a first, we got a second. Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.